Let's talk about something every girl wants. Healthy, glowing skin that looks and feels good. And that's where Dionys Goat Milk Skincare comes in. I was introduced to Dionys earlier this year when I visited their farm, and I got to test out all kinds of products, from hand creams to body lotion, skincare, and their new lip masks, just to name a few. After I went to the farm, I learned that goat milk is loaded with vitamins and nutrients, which is so nourishing for your skin, and I also learned that we share the same pH as goats, which is why Dionys' products moisturize so well and never leave a greasy feel. I've been using and loving the goat butter lip mask, the vanilla bean being my favorite. And honestly, it's been a game changer. Everyone's always asking what I use on my lips, and there's truly nothing like it. It gives you the softest, most hydrated lips ever, and it actually lasts, unlike every other lip balm and mask I've tried before that I constantly have to reapply. But what I especially love about Dionys is that it's clean, cruelty-free, and designed to be simple. Plus, it's women-founded and women-led, and if there's one thing I've made clear on For the Girls, it's that we support the girls. These women know their stuff, and I love everything they do. So if you want to give your skin a little extra love today, check out Dionys Goat Milk Skincare. You can find them at DionysGMSkincare.com. That's DionysGMSkincare.com. Use code FTG20 to save 20% off site-wide. Again, that's code FTG20 to save 20% off.
It's a strange shift, isn't it? The parent who raised you needs some help, and you want to be there. With Care.com, you don't have to do it alone. Whether you're clear on the kind of care your aging loved one needs or still figuring it out, we've got support. Find background-checked in-home senior caregivers for anything from companionship to dementia care. Or browse senior living communities, read reviews, even schedule a tour. Plus, access to safety checks to help with your peace of mind. Still not sure what's best? Our senior care advisors, who are all master's level social workers, can help you build a plan. For a limited time, use the code LISTEN20 for 20% off your initial Care.com subscription. That's LISTEN20, all one word, good for 20% off. Start your senior care journey with confidence.
The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Persibali. And today we are talking about trusting yourself and letting go of pretty much everything you've once known. Letting go of control, letting go of your need to be type A or like on top of everything. Honestly, this topic came to me because it's so on theme with the Flashback Friday episode that I just posted. Right before this, I uploaded an episode called What If You Trust Yourself? And that episode is really, really good for like single girls, like all the girls, like just like everyone in general. Like there's a lot of like confidence stuff and dating stuff. And I do like a Dear Victoria submission where I give a girl advice on like wanting to leave her partner, but like not being sure, because what are we always not here? Like, oh, but he's so nice. He's such a good guy. I feel like so many girls go through this where like, you know, that like, he's not really your man. But maybe you're like desperate, or maybe you've been single for a while. Maybe, you know, dating is hard. It's hard to find a good guy. So then when you find a good guy, it's like, how could I, you know, give this up? How could I leave him? So anyway, that's all discussed in that episode, Flashback Friday, What If You Trust Yourself? And so now I'm talking like about a newer, more relevant to me, updated version of trusting yourself and essentially like trusting yourself in pregnancy and letting go of control, the need to control in pregnancy. And where I'm at with this is like, I would say first and foremost, like on the surface, seeing your body transition in a way where you have no control over, and you're also like I feel like for me, seeing my body, like right before I got pregnant, literally right before, I lost 12 pounds. So I had finally like gotten, I like had achieved my goal, quite frankly, beyond. I wanted to lose 10 pounds and I lost 12 pounds. And so I was like, you know, you're on that high of like, I did it. I look good. I feel good. And for me, this is always about feeling good and feeling comfortable more than anything. I've never been the type of person who like looks in the mirror and I'm like, oh, like so disgusted with myself. Like I don't really get like that, but I feel it. First of all, you could just feel the difference in your body when you gain weight, just generally speaking, moving, walking, up, down, this, that, whatever the case is. But especially for me, it's like when I'm going out on the weekends and I'm trying to find something to wear and I'm looking for clothes and like pants that once fit me so nice are now really snug and like they're hard to, you know, zipper or like what happens to me, because I feel like I get like wide, is that all my pants start to feel like they're shrinking because they rise up. So like my body goes outwards, therefore my pants go upwards because they're like stretching. And then like what used to be pants that went to the floor are now pants that go to my ankles, and it literally drives me insane. And so that's like how my, like I see that big difference in my body. And so whenever I'm not comfortable in my clothes, that's when I get like miserable. And that's when I'm like, something needs to be done. So something did get done. And then on the day that I found out I was pregnant was the day that I realized I lost 9 pounds. I didn't even weigh myself again after that until my first like OBGYN appointment. So when I went to the OB, that's when I realized I ended up losing 3 more pounds after that. So I actually lost 12. So I weighed myself in the morning. I realized I lost 9 pounds. Then I took a pregnancy test and realized I was pregnant. Then I proceeded to lose 3 more pounds because obviously I was super, super, super early. And so then, you know, by the gyno appointment, I had lost 12 pounds. And all I could think about, I was like, all this work for nothing, because this shit is going to change real quick. And now it's like, okay, obviously, you know that this is going to happen. You know, this is going to come. But then you anticipate like a certain sort of like baby bump, like you think it'll be like a prominent baby bump, like you think it'll be obvious that it's a baby bump. And, you know, I see all these people online that look so cute and they have their bumps and they, you know, popped early. And then there's me, who I feel like all I look like is just that I've gained weight. Like I don't have a baby bump, which is funny because like a girl posted a video on TikTok kind of like poking fun at herself, just saying like, it was like a video of her rubbing her belly. And she's like, oh, you know, just me rubbing my belly as if this isn't the same exact belly that I had 3 weeks ago. Like, so she was essentially saying like, you know, I had a belly before, I'm pregnant now, and it like, it's the same belly, but like I'm rubbing it. And so somebody commented and was like, I don't care. Once you're pregnant, that's a baby belly. Like, I don't care what your belly looked like before. Like, if you have a belly and you're pregnant, that's a bump, you know, that's a baby belly. And I was like, oh, that like, that's like a cute way of looking at it. You know, it's like, oh, well, a belly is a baby. Like if you're pregnant, it's a baby belly. Like I don't make the rules, that it just is what it is. And so like for me, that's kind of how I have felt of like, well, it doesn't look like a bump, you know, it doesn't look like the belly you think it's going to look like. I really just look like I've gained weight. And so obviously I'm not loving how I look right now. And that's like totally out of my control. You cannot custom design what your belly is going to look like. You cannot, you know, pick and choose. I want it to be high or low or hard or this shape or that shape. I want it to be narrow or wide. Like there's just, you don't get to do that. And so I'm struggling a little bit with that because I'm like not fitting in my clothes, but I'm also not looking pregnant. So like, What is that? I just feel like there's that like bit of a struggle of like, yeah, well, I'm pregnant, so I don't fit anything. But I also like, you wouldn't really necessarily know that I'm pregnant if you saw me. You just would think I have, you know, a little junk in the trunk, you know? So that is something that like I'm like trying to compartmentalize with, where it's like, it's a good thing. It's a great thing. It's a beautiful thing. Don't be so hard on yourself, you know, like physically, you know, surface level wise, try not to be so hung up on the aesthetics of it, because your body is doing insane, crazy, beautiful things and going through things that it's never gone through before. Which is a big thing with trusting yourself in, you know, trusting your body. I am trusting my body for the first time in my life beyond my own control and beyond what I think, you know, and beyond what I feel. It's like truly just like letting your body be and letting your body, you know, go and do its thing. Sometimes, you know, you get really nervous, especially like for me, where like, so one of my girlfriends is consistently seeing the doctor on like literally either weekly or biweekly. I can't remember if it's that excessive or, but she sees her doctor at least every 2 weeks, if not every week. For me, my doctor goes like a while in between. So I finally have another appointment coming up now this week, but I haven't been there in like 4 or 5 weeks. Let's say four. I'm going to say like 4 weeks. Yeah, between 4 to 5 weeks. And to me, like going those 4 to 5 weeks of just freeballing it, you know, freestyling it, like I have no idea what's going on right now. And I'm feeling all the feelings. And like sometimes I'm in pain and sometimes certain things hurt. Like, and like right now, my pain has mostly been my back. I'm like really having like bad back pain. And just like things are changing and tweaking and hurting. And you're like, is everything okay? Is this normal? And like, you know, you have to just trust in yourself that like, this is normal. Everything is okay. Like I my body is doing its thing. And like, I can't be so, I don't know if type A is the right word, but you can't be so like on top of it in a way of like, you're going to give yourself anxiety. You're going to freak out every time you feel something. You just have to roll with the punches and believe that your body knows what it's doing and is doing its thing, which is like a really hard thing to surrender, because it's like, if I could just see it, like if I could just have like a sonogram all the time and just constantly see, or even have like a little heartbeat machine, which I know people do. So here's the thing with the heartbeat situation. When I went for my very first sonogram, she did say, she's like, oh, well, you're not, well, when I went for my very first sonogram, obviously I didn't hear anything. I was so early. I was 6 weeks when I went for my first doctor's appointment. So, you know, you don't know how it works. So I'm like, oh, I don't hear, like, I didn't think, like, I thought I would hear something, you know, like you think you're going to hear a heartbeat. You're not hearing a heartbeat at 6 weeks. But not only are you not hearing a heartbeat at 6 weeks because it's too soon, the sonogram tech was like, oh, well, you wouldn't hear it yet, but also we don't do that because it's a little dangerous. Like the heartbeat machine, whatever, there's like heat, it's hot. It's a little dangerous to do, like to put the heartbeat thing up to your belly. It's been ruled out for a while now. Some places still follow it. And then other doctors, some places still do it, I should say. And then other doctors, like mine, follow this new rule of like, we don't do that anymore. So I was like extremely, you know, disappointed, because they were like, yeah, we measure the heart rate, but we don't hear it. We measure it. So then like my next appointment, let's say I was like 10 weeks, I wasn't with the sonogram tech. I was with my actual doctor. And so I was telling her how I felt. And I'm like, you know, like, I want to hear it, you know, like it, you go so long without like seeing or hearing whatever, like that's, I really would love to. And so she had the little machine. And so she was like, we could do it every now and then, but I'm not going to do it for you every single time. She's like, it's not me. It's like, we are just following the new protocol, you know, as things come out and we learn, what's good, what's not good. We want to make everything as safe as possible for the patients. And so she did do it super quick. And that was like amazing, hearing the heartbeat. And honestly, I think that was the only time I heard it. I don't think that we ever did it again, because I'm always doing the sonograms and seeing the baby, and she's measuring it and telling me what the heart rate is. So it's like, oh, okay, like whatever, that's fine. But anyway, my point is, why even bring that up? Is like, when you're going all this time without it, I know there are people who do it at home while waiting for their appointments. I don't think I'm going to get it. Like, I don't think I'm going to buy one of those like heartbeat things. I've honestly seen it on TikTok, on Instagram, and they're like, I can't wait, you know, for my next appointment. So I'm going to just do it. And I don't know, like, if my doctor is telling me that there's this new thing out where, you know, the heat from it is not really that safe, like, I don't really want to take that matter into my own hands and do it. Because again, that's my whole thing here, letting go of that need to control, letting go of that like hyper analyzation of like, oh, but I got to check this and I got to do that, like, and just relaxing and not giving myself anxiety. So I think so far, so good. Like, I haven't had that urge to like buy one of those things or hire someone to come to my house or anything like that. I'm just kind of like sticking it out. But it really is hard to go those in between weeks with nothing, with no signs, like no anything, especially in my case. Like, I don't have any kicks yet. People have been asking if I feel kicks yet. I don't. And so when there's just no proof of life, you're like scared. I'm not seeing anything. I'm not hearing anything. I'm not feeling anything, but I'm feeling other things. I'm feeling some sort of pain and this and that. Like, so I guess that's my proof of life. But otherwise, yeah, like, I'm really trying to just be as non-anxious as possible and letting the chips fall where they may.
Let's talk about something every girl wants: healthy, glowing skin that looks and feels good. And that's where Dionys Goat Milk Skincare comes in. I was introduced to Dionys earlier this year when I visited their farm, and I got to test out all kinds of products, from hand creams to body lotion, skincare, and their new lip masks, just to name a few. After I went to the farm, I learned that goat milk is loaded with vitamins and nutrients, which is so nourishing for your skin. And I also learned that we share the same pH as goats, which is why Dionys' products moisturize so well and never leave a greasy feel. I've been using and loving the goat butter lip mask, the vanilla bean being my favorite. And honestly, it's been a game changer. Everyone's always asking what I use on my lips, and there's truly nothing like it. It gives you the softest, most hydrated lips ever, and it actually lasts, unlike every other lip balm and mask I've tried before that I constantly have to reapply. But what I especially love about Dionys is that it's clean, cruelty-free, and designed to be simple. Plus, it's women-founded and women-led, and if there's one thing I've made clear on For the Girls, it's that we support the girls. These women know their stuff, and I love everything they do. So if you want to give your skin a little extra love today, check out Dionys Goat Milk Skincare. You can find them at DionysGMSkincare.com. That's DionysGMSkincare.com. Use code FTG20 to save 20% off site-wide. Again, that's code FTG20 to save 20% off.
Starting something new isn't just hard, it can be terrifying. So much work goes into this thing that you're not entirely sure will work out, and it could be scary to make that leap of faith. Trust me, I know. When I started this podcast, I wasn't even sure what I was doing. What if no one listens? What if I do something wrong? What if no one buys my products? All the questions that we're all asking. Now, I know that I was right in believing in myself and launching this podcast despite all the fears and hesitations. It also helps when you have a partner like Shopify on your side to help. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the US, from household names like Skims and Rode to brands just getting started. You'll be asking yourself questions like, but what if people haven't heard about my brand? Well, Shopify helps you find your customers with easy-to-run email and social media campaigns. And questions like, what if I get stuck? Not to worry, Shopify is always around to share advice with their award-winning 24/7 customer support. So it's time to turn those what-ifs into with Shopify today. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/forthegirls. Go to shopify.com/forthegirls. That's shopify.com/forthegirls. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let's take a moment to celebrate women and all that they carry at work, in relationships, in families, and in the many roles they hold every day. March includes International Women's Day, a day to celebrate women's strength and progress in all that they do. Between caring for others and managing unseen responsibilities, their emotional well-being can easily be overlooked. I personally even think about all of the women who came before me and paved the way for me, and how long it even took me to recognize their impact until now that I'm older and I can personally relate. So we want to remind women how much they matter and that therapy offers a space for them to take care of themselves in the way that they deserve. Because it's so important to be able to pause and reflect on all that women juggle at once and the expectations placed on them and the pressures that they feel. Therapy can help create balance, set healthy boundaries, and support overall well-being for everyone. So there's no better time than now to give BetterHelp a try. BetterHelp has high-quality therapists that work according to a strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the U.S. And you could eliminate all of the guesswork. BetterHelp does the initial matching work for you, so you just have to focus on your therapy goals. Just fill out a short questionnaire to help identify your needs and preferences and get a match. They typically get it right the first time, but if you aren't happy with your match, you could switch to a different therapist at any time. Our emotional well-being matters. Find support and feel lighter in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's Better, H-E-L-P.com. And like, I feel like that's going to be my method for like motherhood as well, and like trusting myself as a future mom, because like one thing I'm always saying is like I don't know anything. Like, you're going into this not knowing anything. Obviously I know things because one, I've been told it a million times. I'm surrounded by moms between family and friends, and I'm always with babies and kids, and like I know the obvious things. But I keep thinking about like, okay, you're pregnant this whole time. And then, and like on like, you know, the big moments and whatnot, like you'll be around people, but when you come home from the hospital with that brand new baby and it's just you and your husband and the baby, like that's it. Like there's no nurses around, there's no doctors around, there's no manual. I mean, there's books, but it's not a manual. Like there's no like, okay, step one, step two, like this is not a one size fits all thing. Like, you have to start to just learn your baby, learn yourself, and take it for what it is and go with that flow. And so I'm trying to implement the same mindset of what I'm saying about like, you know, being kind of in the dark, being unaware, and just like trusting yourself and trusting your body and letting go of control. That's how I feel like I'm gonna have to go into motherhood as well, of just like, you know what you're doing. Don't go crazy. Don't overthink it. Don't make yourself all worked up and all anxious and scared. Like, you have to trust yourself. And you have to, like, your maternal instincts will kick in, is what I believe to be true. It's almost like you don't know until you throw yourself into something. What do I always say? Confidence is a byproduct of action. You don't get confident and then take action. You take action and then you get confident. And so I could apply that with this. Like, how would I know how to be a mom before I'm a mom? How would I know what to do with a baby before I have a baby? I'm not going to know until I'm there. So with that being said, I'm really just like, when everyone asks me all different questions, are you going to do this? How are you going to do that? I just keep saying like, I don't want to answer, or I'm not 100% sure, and I won't be 100% sure until the baby's here. Everyone's always asking about breastfeeding, pumping, what's the other, formula, like, are you going to breastfeed, formula, whatever, pump. And I'm like, first of all, let's see if the baby even latches. I have no idea. Some people might say absolutely yes, and then it doesn't work. Some people might say absolutely not, and then they want to. So I'm open to all of the above. I'm not against anything. I'm not against formula. I'm not against breastfeeding or pumping. I put like the formula stuff and like the
baby bottle, like dispensers and machines. Like I put all the stuff for formula on my registry. And then same with like nursing. I put with pumping and nursing. I put all the stuff for like your nipples and the nursing and the pumping and all that stuff on my registry as well. So like somebody, if somebody went on my registry, they'd be like, is she breastfeeding? Is she pumping or is she nursing? Cause she has all, I mean, or is she doing formula? Cause she has all the above. Let me just figure it out. You know, let me just go through it and figure it out. And, you know, I've had so many people tell me what I should or shouldn't do either way. A lot of people are very into breastfeeding because they're like, formula is so bad. There's so much this and there's so much that. They're like very anti-formula. They're very crunchy, very holistic, very organic. There's nothing like breast milk. Your breast milk is the only way to build real immunity and blah, blah, blah. And then there's other people who are like, you will be so depressed and so miserable if you breastfeed. It's like a cage. It's like jail. Like you're not going to be able to like get out of it. You're going to really, really want to stop breastfeeding. So obviously there's people on two different extremes and I can't listen to them until I'm in that position. Then I could say, yeah, I agree with you, you know, or I could say I disagree with you. But for right now, let me just go in blindly and figure it out myself and trust myself more than trusting other people, because your opinion, quite frankly, means nothing to me, at least right now, because what is it going to do for me? Are you and your opinion going to come home with me from the hospital? No, you're not. Like, I'm going to be there. Me and my husband and his nipples aren't doing anything. Mine might. So he's not the one lactating. I am. So, you know, it's like I have to just do it and see for myself, you know? And so that's kind of where I'm at as far as all of the questions. And it's not just limited to the breastfeeding thing. It's so many different things. Are you going to do this? Are you going to do that? How long are you going to let the baby sleep, you know, in the bassinet next to you before you move it? Like, I don't know. Are you going to sleep train? Are you going to do this? I don't know. I will learn and I will figure it out and I will know. Stay tuned, okay? I'll get back to you when I know. But you're going to have to give me till the baby is here because I'm not making those decisions beforehand. And it's like, let's just relax and let's just slow down and take things step by step and day by day, which also leads to kind of the last point I really wanted to talk about is the idea of slowing down in general, because I really feel that pregnancy forces you to slow down. It doesn't like give you a choice. Like I was just saying, like between my back or this or that, like you go through all the motions, like you're going step by step by step through the first trimester, the second trimester, like everything hits you at all different times. So like some days might be better than others, but those bad days, they're going to be freaking bad. And you're not going to be able to be as productive. You're not going to be able to maybe get your whole entire to-do list done. You're not going to be able to do the things that you once did when you weren't pregnant, you know, beforehand. At the end of the day, like your body is yelling out to you. It's like speaking to you. Slow down, sit down, lay down, rest, help me, you know? And I really feel like this is a season of like permission to do so and to like get rid of the productivity guilt and get rid of that feeling of like, I'm not doing enough. I'm not getting enough done. I don't feel productive enough. You know, whatever the case might be. And, you know, some days, yeah, like I said, like are harder than others. And like, if you force yourself to keep going, if you force yourself to do the thing, if you force yourself to overwork yourself or to outsleep, like if you're exhausted and you want to like fight it, like I don't know, like you're trying to just like stay awake because you don't want to like sleep again or whatever the case is, like you will burn yourself out, you will hurt yourself, you will stress yourself out, you will stress your body out, which then in turn stresses the baby out, and it could be very, very dangerous. And so overdoing it, ignoring your body, rejecting your body's callings and, you know, not listening to the warning signs of slowing down could really harm you. And it's not worth the risk. To me, it's not worth the risk. So if some days are going to be lazy days where I have no choice but to just lay and take care of myself and my mental health and my physical health and my well-being, then so be it. What am I going to do? Some days are really good. Like yesterday, I took a really hard Pilates class and it felt so worth it. You know, like I struggled, but at the end, I was so proud of myself. Like I'm actually really sore. Like my legs are really sore. I was so proud of myself because even through all of it, I never felt like you have to stop. Like my body never felt like stop pushing. Like you can't do this. Like you have to take a break. Like I never felt that. I genuinely felt strong. I genuinely felt like I could get through it. Some things were harder than others, but like my body was allowing me to get through it. So that was a really good day. But now on a day like today where I'm saying I'm sore, like my legs are super sore, my arms are sore. That might be also why my back is hurting too. Like my back might be sore. Like today would be a day where if I went to class, I would be like, it would really wipe me out. And I wouldn't be able to like perform to my fullest potential. I wouldn't be able to work out and feel strong and feel good. I would be so defeated. I would be slacking so hard. So again, that's knowing yourself. I had a good day yesterday, but today, no Pilates. Let me let my body recover and then I'll get back to class tomorrow or the next day when I'm feeling up to it. So I'm here for that, like the true, like literal physical forcing of slowing down. I'm into it because I know that's not going to be the case once you have a literal newborn, once you have a baby. And even though it's hard sometimes, because sometimes you're like, but I have so many things on my to-do list and I have to get these things done. And if I don't get it done today, then tomorrow I'm screwed. Like if that's, you know, your mindset and that's how you feel, then you're going to feel it's going to be really hard to trust yourself, slow down, let go of control. But I'm refusing to make this harder on myself than it needs to be. Pregnancy is not easy, but I will make it as easy as possible for myself. And step one is trusting yourself, listening to yourself, listening to your body, letting go of that need to control, alleviating and eliminating as much stress and anxiety as possible, being in as much of a peace state as possible, because your peace when you're pregnant is everything, however that looks for you. My peace is extremely important to me right now, and I am not willing to compromise that. So let's end it on that note, shall we? That is, in fact, all that we have for today. So thank you, girls, so much for listening to me rant and ramble and use this podcast as my pregnancy diary. Oh, my goodness. Until next time, girls.
Let's talk about something every girl wants. Healthy, glowing skin that looks and feels good. And that's where Dionys Goat Milk Skincare comes in. I was introduced to Dionys earlier this year when I visited their farm, and I got to test out all kinds of products from hand creams to body lotion, skincare, and their new lip masks, just to name a few. After I went to the farm, I learned that goat milk is loaded with vitamins and nutrients, which is so nourishing for your skin, and I also learned that we share the same pH as goats, which is why Dionys' products moisturize so well and never leave a greasy feel. I've been using and loving the goat butter lip mask, the vanilla bean being my favorite, and honestly, it's been a game changer. Everyone's always asking what I use on my lips, and there's truly nothing like it. It gives you the softest, most hydrated lips ever, and it actually lasts, unlike every other lip balm and mask I've tried before that I constantly have to reapply. But what I especially love about Dionys is that it's clean, cruelty-free, and designed to be simple. Plus, it's women-founded and women-led, and if there's one thing I've made clear on For the Girls, it's that we support the girls. These women know their stuff, and I love everything they do. So if you want to give your skin a little extra love today, check out Dionys Goat Milk Skincare. You can find them at DionysGMSkincare.com. That's DionysGMSkincare.com. Use code FTG20 to save 20% off site-wide. Again, that's code FTG20 to save 20% off.